Jeff Kingwell from Australia's Cooperative Research Centre for Satellite Systems. Well, you just heard him. So, any questions from the audience? And we'll throw it open to you, because after all, there might be something that you just sort of thought, oh, yes, now, did Jeff talk about that, or what about this? So, do we have any takers? Oh, yeah, okay, we've got one from the panel, and then we've got one from up here at the front. Okay, yes, Chris.
Jeff, you mentioned that basically FedSat is quicker and cheaper because it's not done by a large government organisation. I mean, as somebody who works for a government-funded observatory building instruments, I feel obliged to point out that, you know, we're not stupid and we don't fly around the world on IOC-type salaries travelling first class all the time. What is it that makes, you know, it makes it cheaper to not do it in the government sphere?
I think historically space agencies are fine if they've got a full program of work, but they're very expensive standing armies to have sitting around unless you've got a lot of projects backed up one after the other. The main reason for that is you've got to recruit good people and keep them on the payroll. So in a country like Australia, which has a limited requirement, it's a finite requirement for space assets, it's simply not cost-effective to keep a standing army of people waiting for the next big moonshot, because it's not going to happen. We've created what I'd call a virtual space agency, where we bring experienced people. Everybody on our team has been involved in satellite projects all over the world, and we can bring them out of their host organisations, build a team which is efficient at what it does, and when the project's finished, they go back to their host organisations and their main jobs.
Is there any compromise on reliability at all?
Yes, I think that's a fair point, and that's a premise of the new faster, better and cheaper approach. That I think, just as in the case of RESAT in 1967, if you want to do a project quickly and cheaply, you can't afford necessarily to fill up a room full of documents and have 58 reviews of progress. You've got to make a rational judgment between risk and the other factors like cost and, in our case, getting something done on schedule.
The danger of that, of course, though, is that NASA's experience with the Wire satellite recently and a number of other satellites in the recent past, basically you fly the thing up and it stops.
Yes, I guess there's an argument that if you're going to do things in this smaller, faster, cheaper way, a low-cost way and a low-overhead way, it's very difficult to do it in an organisation that's used to doing things in a top-down, process-driven way. And typically, for example, around the world, countries or organisations that are adopting this new approach for FedSat, it was reviewed carefully at two levels. One of them was for technical merit, and the other one being as how we're a cooperative joint venture of industry, universities and government. We wanted to see how the contractor fitted within that sort of setup. And Space Innovations Limited of UK outperformed the other bidders on those two counts, and they're likely to become a participant in our centre, and we judged their technical the specifications in terms of our requirements to be superior, and the price was right. The strategy for the backup, it's a very interesting question, Andrew, because most a typical response of a government program is not to insure a spacecraft. A typical response in a commercial program is always to insure your assets. We're a little bit in between, and we're still deciding what our approach ought to be. We've already, though, looked at how we'll be able to meet our scientific objectives in the event of a failure, and we think in most cases there will be options available for reflights of the scientific payloads.
Thanks, Jeff. We do have to press on for two more speakers. I'm conscious of time, and so we'll move straight along. Frank Papa is from SpaceLink, and he's our next speaker.